From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The high school football season will begin 2 weeks from today. The GW defensive line is expected to be one of the best units in the area and possibly the state. GW head coach Nick Anderson has high expectations for the group.
The sky's the limit. You know, we're very blessed at GW right now to have a good group of kids coming through. The linemen are the core of this team. They work extremely hard. Obviously, they're the strength of our team, and you know, we're going to put a lot of weight on their shoulders. A lot of these guys have been, this will be their third year starting on varsity because a lot of them started when they were sophomores. They're really good football players, and you know, we're excited about how they're playing.
The GW defensive line is anchored by seniors Chris Law and Donovan Reeves. Law has already committed to Liberty, and Reeves has committed to North Carolina Central. Newcomer Turvin Glass also already has multiple Division I offers. The Eagles will host Gretna for a benefit game next Friday and will open the season on August 29th at Reidsville. NASCAR returns to Richmond Raceway on Saturday night for the Cookout 400. Austin Dillon won the most recent race at Richmond last August, while Denny Hamlin won the first Richmond race of 2024. This is the only Richmond race of the 2025 NASCAR season. The race will get underway at 7:30 on Saturday night. Danville Otterbots catcher Antonio Cordero was named first team All-Appalachian League yesterday. Cordero hit .326 this summer with 4 home runs, 9 doubles, and 23 RBI for the Otterbots. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.